This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Today I've arrived at very sunny Drem and I'm here at the station with my bike, having come down on ScotRail train. Doesn't take very long. And I've met Ian Monk. Ian, you're a campaigner. What are you campaigning for?
Well, first of all, welcome to East Lothian, Phyllis. Lovely to see you. What are we campaigning for? We're campaigning for a safe route, a cycle and walking route between the villages of Drem, here where we are today, and Gullen, one of the coastal villages, which is about 3.5 to 4 miles away. So we want to get a safe route for the community to travel safely between the villages and for the villages to be connected.
And that's for walking and cycling. It's not just only cycling, is it?
It's not just cycling, it's walking, cycling, runners. It's for everybody. It's for everybody in the community.
So we're going to get on our bikes. I have an advantage over you that I have an e-bike, but I'm told it's pretty flat.
It is pretty flat. That's the advantage. It's great. So, we're going to get on our bike. We're going to head to Gullen, and I'll show you the proposed route.
But at the moment, we're going to have to cycle on some of the roadway. And of course, here in East Lothian, lots of people live here. There's quite a lot of traffic, I understand. And we're still in working from home mode. But even so, I guess this car park is what, 2/3 full, something like that?
Yeah, it's 2/3 full. It's quiet at the moment. But it's normally choked with traffic. That was before COVID. You'll see we're now starting the route at Drem village. It's a small village.
And we just come out here. There's plenty of cycle parking here too, of course, for people who maybe cycle to Drem and then off on the train. And we just come across the road. This is kind of the main road, isn't it?
We're on the main road now, and
we're quite near the National Museum of Flight as well.
It's not far away, yeah. This is the main road, and
is a B road, I guess, isn't it?
It's a B road, yeah, but the traffic here has increased dramatically over the years because there's been a lot of house building in the area, in the coastal villages, in Gullen and in North Berwick. So a lot of traffic comes through this village at speed. So that's been a bone of contention for villagers. And as you can see,
That was something that looks a little like a combine harvester coming the other way.
But yeah, it's a lot of farm traffic.
This is farming country.
This is farming country. It's beautiful. And the whole point of the campaign, the whole point of the path is to attract people to the area.
So we're cycling, I feel as if I'm cycling due north at the moment.
Yeah, we are.
We're cycling due north. And is this kind of the route of the proposed path?
Yeah, the route will, the path will, the hedge to your left, the path would be behind that hedge, traveling along the side of the road. For about a quarter of a mile, and then it would come off this main busy road and link up to other routes to Gullen.
Yeah. And it's, I'm sorry, you probably told me, it's about three or four miles to Gullen.
Yeah. It's about 3.5 to 4 miles. Uh-huh. And this is the most dangerous part of the route.
There's
a big bend here. Traffic comes round, flying round the corner here. You've really got to have your wits about you, especially if you're travelling here. Maybe if you're travelling in the winter time, it's dark, it's raining. Yep. You can just picture it. So again, the path behind that hedge.
We're being overtaken at speed.
This is a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
You would not want to have.
We got another one. Oh my goodness.
You would not want to have to be cycling here with with your children.
No, it's, not really. This is not a safe route.
It's not safe at all.
So there's about 7 cars, and we're at 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
This is quiet.
Yeah.
So the path, we're now coming up to our lay-by.
Yep.
The path would come behind the hedge, through the lay-by here, and this through this wooded area.
Okay.
And we can.
So the route of the path is presumably going to go on somebody's land.
Yes.
That's a local farmer's land.
Yeah. The landowner is happy to give up that stretch of land.
And that would be East Lothian Council would have to do a compulsory purchase order then.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's I don't think they would have to purchase the land, but I think they'll just reach an agreement with the landowner to free up the land.
Okay.
But the nuts and bolts have still to be determined. The main thing is getting it agreed by the council.
Where are we at right now? We've got a big proposal here to put this cycle lane in, and of course this campaign has been ongoing for about 16 years, I understand.
Yes, it has.
So where are we at right now? Why doesn't somebody just start building it?
Well, as you say, the campaign started. We're coming off on the left here, by the way.
We're turning off to Drem Airfield.
On the left, and we're just going to, I think we'll just pull off here in this perimeter road, and we can continue our chat because I want to. It's important to explain the.
Sure.
This. So.
Gosh, what a beautiful view of a wonderful cornfield here that somebody has planted in fabulously symmetrical rows. I always admire that.
That's the beauty of this route. It'll take you through some amazing countryside, East Lothian countryside. But just to go back to your point, so campaign's been about 16 years now. There's overwhelming community support from residents and also from the business community, because businesses see this as being a boost for them, attracting more people to East Lothian, to the coastal villages. But where we are at the moment is that the council last year, in September of last year, teamed up with Sustrans Scotland, to revisit the plans for the path. And towards the end of last year, the council submitted an application to Sustrans to carry out a feasibility study on one section, the first section of the path, which is at Drem. So we're awaiting Sustrans whether or not they're going to finance that consultancy work.
And that consultancy work was going to cost round about
£15,000. £15,000 is the application. So we're very, very confident that Sustrans will agree to that submission from the council. But the main issue we have now is that the council seem to be saying that even if Sustrans award the money, it's going to take years to actually see the diggers moving in and the path being constructed. And we were absolutely shocked when the council actually told us that recently.
Why do you think it's going to take so long? What's their main reason for the apparent delay?
Well, I think their main reason is that they say that these types of things take a long time to get done. But our argument is that it flies in the face of what the council have been saying about the climate emergency, that urgent action is required, that we need more active travel infrastructure. Well, if that's the case, why not just build it and get moving on it?
Yeah.
That's what people in the area want. That's what our MSPs who support the campaign want. They've been very vocal for the last election, they were very clear that, again, they used this term, urgent action. Urgent action to us is not years of sitting on their hands and doing nothing. So our message to the council is very clear. You need to take your climate change obligations very, very seriously and get moving on this path, because that's what the community wants. They don't want East Lothian Council to be left sitting on their hands. We have the COP26 conference, climate change conference, coming to Scotland in November. It would be hugely embarrassing for East Lothian if by then there was no firm decision on the construction of this path.
Yep. Well, I suppose that depends on what your point of view is. And I suppose the council always say that these things take time, don't they? I suppose that's part of, it's not a reason for the delay, but these things do take time because you need all these traffic regulation orders and things like that. I'm presuming they would need to put some of that in place, even just for the path, would they?
Well, yes, they would, but that I'm afraid that because we do have a climate emergency, those arguments are simply, those old arguments are simply not acceptable or good enough anymore. You can't on one hand publicly declare a climate emergency and say that you want urgent action, and on the other hand you say, oh, by the way, it's going to take at least 5 years for us to get our act together on this.
Yeah.
That's just not acceptable anymore. I mean, these tired old arguments have to be consigned to the dustbin, really. These are, we need ambition, and we need somebody in the council to take this by the scruff of the neck and say, we're going to get this done.
I suppose East Lothian Council, in common with others, will, there's an election next year. So do you think any of the politic or the political game, do you think that will help your cause in any way?
Well, I think there's councillors will be under pressure to explain to people why it's taking so long. Why is it the policy of East Lothian Council to drag this out? That's the simple question. People want a safe link between these villages. Why aren't you getting that done?
So to come back to where we are at the junction with Fenton, Steading and Drem Airfield off this little B road that we were on from the station. And this there's a beautiful tarmacked road here. So where would the path come here?
Okay, so you see the forested area in the distance. Earlier on, I mentioned the lay-by, which is behind there. Okay. So the path would come through the forested area and come along this perimeter road that we're looking at here.
Okay, that runs parallel to the B road.
That runs parallel to the B road. And then that would link up, as you said, to this tarmacked road, which is a quiet road.
Yeah.
It mainly has traffic that leads to a business park, but it's a quiet road, and
we'd be away from all the HGVs on this B road.
Away from this very busy road with heavy traffic, and that would take us on to Gullen.
Okay, so now we're kind of going west here. Mind that car coming in here. This is a reasonably busy road, but it's kind of local traffic, I suppose.
Yeah, it's local traffic.
It's gorgeous place to live, of course.
Yeah, it is. And wave at the police.
Yes, yeah. Keeping an eye on you here, Ian, I think.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. And this area is incredibly popular with visitors. A lot of people come from the city, we want to exploit that. We want to see
to
people
economy.
Getting off at Drem, families, cyclists, walkers coming off and heading towards the coastal villages and spending their money and boosting the local economy, which is a very important part of all of this.
And as a cyclist, of course, this is quite flat, this area.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes. I'm tempted to turn the electrics right off, actually, here. I think I should, just to make put me on a level playing field with you.
Well, it is flat, and that's why it's so popular, because it's easy, and cycling should be easy and enjoyable.
And of course, there's quite a lot of businesses who have their place of business out in the countryside.
Here there's one, there's a bike outside that door.
Clockhouse Furniture, they're presumably making furniture, and their workers have to come from somewhere, so I suppose it would make it easier if some of them at least could come on a bike.
Absolutely, and there's a major mushroom factory over on the right here, and there's various other businesses, as you can see, and just giving them that option of cycling or
travel.
Walking.
Yeah,
active travel.
I mean, it's too far, I think, for any, well, certainly too far for me to, say, cycle every day from Edinburgh to here, but it was a very easy hop on the train to come down, and they have a special carriage where you can take your bike, and I'm sure if there was demand, they'd put some more on.
Well, we're actually very keen to build relationships with ScotRail, because they have an interest in this path as well, because they obviously have a position where they want connections to their railway stations, and from the early discussions we've had with them, they've been very supportive of what we're doing, so we want to build on that.
So to go back to kind of where we're at right now, or where you are at right now, the proposal is slightly dependent on £15,000 of funding from Sustrans for the feasibility study. And then, is there a need at that point for any, you know, traffic regulation things, or there's no need really for any of that at all, or planning, or obstacles?
Well, I'm not quite sure. We know that the plans would be put together. It would then be up to the local authority. The ball would be in the council's court. Do they want to go ahead? Do they want to start building the path? Do they want to apply to Sustrans for more funding? On you go.
Thank you.
It's really, these are questions that only the council can answer. We know what we want. We just want to see the shovels hit in the ground.
So to go back to the council, do you think the council want this to happen? Or do you think the mood is for it, or is the mood against it in some way?
Well, it's actually a bit confused and chaotic, to say, to be honest with you. Publicly they'll say they're very supportive, but their actual actions, we're just going to go through this, along this road.
Okay,
Phyllis, this is an old B road, but this would be...
This has got grass on it.
Yeah, it does, yes, and this would have to be upgraded, but it's not as if you have to completely, build a new road.
There's some tarmac underneath here.
Yeah. I mean, it's already there, so it's upgrading it.
So on my right, I'm seeing Berwick Law.
Yes, North Berwick Law.
And
in the distance. And of course, this path, once constructed, would lead to existing routes that would take you all the way to North Berwick, completely off-road. So that's the other advantage. It's not just about this route to Gullen. It's more than that. It's extending it. It's getting people to go further if they wish.
Yeah, it's to make it part of a joined up sort of cycle network then,
yeah,
at that
absolutely.
Case, or walking network. But this is beautiful. That pathway came through high hedgerows where all you hear is the birds here.
Gosh. I know, it's amazing.
I think we'll have to move to the country.
Yeah, very welcome. Well, this is we're now in the small hamlet called West Fenton,
okay,
which is about a mile from It's about a mile from Gullen.
Okay, and now we've come to another B road and we're going to take a left here?
We're going to take a left.
Okay.
And there are proposals. Now, there are proposals to build a path from West Fenton to Gullen.
Okay.
So that's a privately financed path by Calla Homes, who are building houses near Gullen. So they've put together plans to construct a path from their developments all the way down to West Fenton.
So this is a separate path, but it would eventually join up with your path.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And it's received plan permission, and once the latest development starts at some stage during that process, they would construct the path. And again, that would be a completely off-road all the way, connecting this village to this small village to Gullen.
And it wouldn't duplicate any of the route that you guys are campaigning for? No.
No. It would link to what we would what we're proposing. It's
okay.
A natural link.
Yeah.
And Calla have been very, very supportive. They're very supportive of the wider campaign.
Uh-huh. Of course, there's a sign for a horse. I guess you have horses down here too.
We have many horses down
here.
Lots of horses on the left there at the old Drem airfield.
Yeah.
So lots of farm traffic as well, as you can see this.
Are we going right or left?
We're going right here.
Okay.
So horses.
Yep.
And so we'll stop up on the left here, and I can explain a wee bit about the route from here to Gullen.
And there's some self-catering cottages in on the right here at West
Fenton,
with the beautiful East Lothian red Pantel roof. How gorgeous.
And
and today we have to say, is this not St. Swithin's Day? And it's a beautiful sunny day, so
I think
today
is.
We should get 40 days of sun.
I do
apparently.
Hope so.
I hope so too.
we've had some very good weather here recently.
Yeah.
So the path is going to come behind that hedge to our left.
Okay. So again, we're on a wee B road here between high hedgerows. And so if it was behind there, you'd be quite shielded from the traffic and everything.
Very safe. Uh-huh. And we'll pull up.
Even walking on this road here would be quite tricky.
Yes.
Because you've got lots of blind corners.
Well, yes,
not impossible, but tricky.
A few years ago, very quiet road, but now getting busier because houses have been built.
Yeah.
Houses have been built, and you know, it's more cars on the road.
Yeah.
We'll just pull up here at this gate and have a chat. Can we walk over to this, to the back, I'll be fine there, to the Mill Burn, which travels underneath the... This is the Mill Burn that travels here. There's going to be a bridge coming over this.
The Mill Burn is, 25 feet below us here.
Yeah.
We're standing on a bridge now.
We're standing on a bridge, a small bridge. It's a beautiful stone bridge.
Yep, one of those gorgeous... constructions that's been here for hundreds of years.
It's been here for a long time.
So you'd put a walkway over
the
Mill Burn.
As part of the plans that Calla have for their path, that'll come down and it'll come over a bridge that they're going to construct along here
and back
down to
West Fenton.
Behind the hedgerow that we passed earlier.
Okay.
And that'll be for walkers, that'll be for cyclists. It'll be about a mile in length, but you can see, Phyllis, this is beautiful. How beautiful it is around here,
and it is
the birds, and it's just,
and you've got lots. I've noticed some beautiful poppies back there. We've got some gorgeous thistles. Are thistles a weed? I never know if they're a weed, but they're quite beautiful.
They are beautiful.
When you see them in the hedgerow here,
they are beautiful. And this area here and the area to our right, this was planted round about the millennium by the Woodland Trust and local community groups.
All right.
And you'll see this got this beautiful woodland here. The path will come through here.
So we're back at our gate where we stopped, and this I can see now, we've got
a marker, a post.
Yes, it's a post for a woodland trust. I'm sure I can probably home in on this and get it. Yep.
So this is also part of the reason for having a path, is for people to be able to stop and enjoy.
Yeah, well, you couldn't stop in a car here because you would create a complete block in the road, really.
No, but if you're walking, one of the things we'd like to see here is maybe a bench or some seats where people can sit and enjoy and just
have a picnic.
Have a rest.
We're all going to live our lives a lot more outside, aren't we, in the years to come?
Well,
I think that's part of this post-pandemic thing, is it not?
Yeah, it would be a lovely option to have to get outside, fresh air.
Yeah.
So we'll continue now just up to the village, up to Gullen.
Okay.
And
I'm almost regretting that we're getting to the end of this. It's so beautiful here this morning.
It is. But I'm going to take you somewhere where you can have a cup of tea and some lovely cake.
Oh, that'll do.
So that's an incentive.
That's my treat. Wonderful. And I can see that's the old fire training centre, isn't it, in Gullen up there on the main street. So we really are now again heading due north.
Yes, and that was the old Marine Hotel when Gullen had its own railway station. Yeah. And it's now been converted into flats, part of one of the Cala developments.
Yep.
But, you know, we're attracting people to the village, families, people moving to East Lothian. So, and they're all very welcome. But of course, when you have house building, you have a lot of traffic on the road. So that's another reason to have alternatives for people, so they can maybe leave their cars at home and get on their bikes or walk.
Yep.
And you'll see up on the left, there's construction has started on the latest development.
Which is just clinging on by its fingernails to the edge of the village here.
Yeah, and it has met with got a bit of opposition to it locally. Obviously, it's
it must be Greenbelt, I suppose.
Well, I'm not sure, but it's really divided opinion locally.
Who's building these houses?
The ones on the left are Cala.
Okay.
And the path will come behind that hedge.
So anybody buying a house in there would hopefully then have a walking or cycle route up to Drem Station.
Absolutely. And that's the whole point of it, is to give people that option, that alternative, and to really push active travel. This is what the whole thing is about.
Yep.
We're just coming into the village now, the outskirts of the village.
This is the first hill I think I've encountered.
Well, you've got an electric bike.
I know, but I do turn it off sometimes. That's always my excuse.
And
we have another building site here.
Yeah, so this one's on the right-hand side. It's another Cala development. This one's coming to nearly completed.
Yep.
And the first stage of their path is on the left here, Phyllis, so you can go on.
All right.
They've actually constructed it.
Okay.
And as you can see,
this part here.
Yeah.
So this is just like a pavement. Morning.
Well, it's a shared. It's a shared path.
Okay.
And as you can see, there are people in the distance there.
Yep.
Children on bikes. But the main thing is that they're off the road.
Absolutely.
And they're safe.
Yeah.
So we'll just pull up here on the left, at this entrance here, to your left.
Yep. And is this, these houses on the left, these are also the Cala houses?
No.
No, this is different.
These have been here for many, many years.
All right, okay.
These houses. But these are the new ones.
Now, I've just seen, Ian, there's another reason that, you know, or a way that people can get here. The East Coast buses also come down here.
Absolutely.
They go to North Berwick, don't they?
Yes, there's a very good service that East Coast Buses run. Uh-huh. I think it's in the last year it hasn't run to full capacity because of the restrictions. Right. But before that, it was an excellent service connecting the city to Gullen, the coastal villages, and on to North Berwick.
And of course, East Lothian has 20 mile an hour limits too, and it's in common with what we have in Edinburgh. So, do you think people adhere to those in the main? How you wouldn't like to comment?
That's another issue here in this village, in that a lot of people are not adhering to that. But this is a problem that we've had in Gullen for many years, mm-hmm. Speeding traffic through the village. So that's another issue. I mean, there is an issue about traffic mm-hmm. around the village and traffic that's too fast. So we want to create an environment that's safe for people.
Although it would be difficult to speed through the main street in Gullen because there's... Oh, goodness me, I've been almost attacked by a huge dog. Small dog. In the main street in Gullen, the people can't really go all that fast because it's quite narrow, surely. Or is that at different times of day you can...
You'd be surprised. I mean, it's an issue for people locally. You know, we're doing our bit as a community, as a campaign to try and things to...
It's just to improve the place.
To improve the place, to have an asset that people can be... Yep. Can use and be proud of.
How did you first get involved in this campaign?
I got involved 2007, just after I'd moved to Gullen. And there have been many, many people who have been involved. We're a small group who kind of drive it, but like I said, we've got huge support mm-hmm. in the village, and people will show their support by, you know, attending. We've had public meetings, we've had a community walk. We're also planning to have another community walk, maybe next month, that would walk part of the route after restrictions are... After restrictions are removed, but yeah, you know, we're trying to do our best, and we're trying to get this path delivered. We just need the council to to help us.
Just to do it, yeah. And that we've just been passed by a couple of young children, and well, certainly younger than 16 on bikes on their own, just.
Yeah,
they go round and about the houses
but they're safe. They're cycling on this on this path, and they're safe. So that's why they're out.
Yeah.
There are other routes within the new development, and this new further development will have more routes as well for bikes. So. Do you want to go and get some cake?
I think that would be an excellent plan.
And some tea.
I think
tea.
It really would be. I think it must be time. So back on the bike.
Back on the bike.
Okay, and we're going to go through this housing development.
Yeah, we're just going to...
Take me through here.
We're going to head up to the centre of the village.
Yeah. I think it's a given that most people living here must have a car or access to a car, you think? Is there any study on that?
I mean, I don't know about any studies, but, most people will have, I would have thought, will have access to a car or... Uh-huh. And our campaign is not anti-car. We just want to give people alternatives. We want to get them to think about
walking and cycling.
You know, getting walking and cycling, getting out.
I suppose the other thing is you must have quite an older population here too. So with that, you have people in wheelchairs and motorized chairs and whatever. And I suppose they're the wheeling part of
Yes, and
the active
there's,
travel
a,
mix.
There's another issue here, which is about, we're going to go left here. There's another issue here about the health and well-being of the community, because as we found over the last year with COVID, a lot of people have suffered from feeling of isolation.
Yep.
You know, people working from home, you know, having to stay at home. And if you're for the elderly members of our community, that's been particularly difficult, especially if they perhaps don't have, you know, family nearby.
Uh-huh.
So.
And even then, they couldn't really have the family coming to take them out anywhere.
Yes.
I suppose.
But the point is that with a path, people will feel much safer.
Yep.
If they don't have to walk along a busy road, and it'll encourage more people to come out.
Uh-huh. So now we're coming to one of those signs, cyclist dismount. Is that?
I don't like that.
Is that a necessity?
Well,
we're going to ignore it.
I think we'll try and get away with it.
Well, there's nobody else on this path.
And it's pretty wide.
Uh-huh.
And as long as we're courteous, and so we're getting towards the centre of the village now.
Uh-huh.
And we've got our GP surgery on the right,
uh-huh.
which was built only a few years ago.
Yeah, it's quite new, isn't it? Oh.
And we have our tennis courts, which are local tennis club,
uh-huh.
which is. Very well.
It goes with being a seaside town, doesn't it? Having all these
it does.
Amenities.
But it's
nice place to live and nice place perhaps to retire to as well.
Our community hall is on the right there.
Uh-huh.
Our village hall.
Lots of solar panels.
Yes.
Green.
And we've got the bowling club.
Uh-huh.
We're turning right here. Got the bowling club here, just across the road.
So we're going right.
Going right.
So this is a narrowish road here.
Narrowish road.
Not room for cars parked and two cars to pass, but.
Yeah, and we've got Cherish Tea Room on the right here.
And is this our destination?
It's our destination, so we'll just pull up here.
Yep.
My neighbour.
Vintage Tea Room and Emporium, that sounds like my kind
and
of place.
And with bike racks also.
Oh, great. We can.
So I think Louise is in today, the owner.
We'll certainly be able to have a wee cup of tea and further chat with some other people. But
yes.
So Ian, that's taken us half an hour, but it didn't need to take us half an hour because
no.
We stopped and chatted on the way, and you've given me a very good idea of the route from Drem, but you know, on a normal day, we could have easily done that in under 20 minutes.
Yes, very easily.
As it is, but with the bits on the road, I would be a little bit apprehensive about doing that.
Well, you saw the traffic today
yeah.
At this time.
Yeah, that's
a quiet part of the day, and you saw. I think we had seven cars
yeah.
went past
yeah.
us
one of
at
whom
speed.
Was a little irate. But
a little irate. Well, you know, I've had many near misses over the year,
uh-huh.
And although I am perfectly entitled to cycle on the road, just as a person is driving a car. I don't really want to cycle on the road. I want to be off-road on a segregated path that's safe, that allows me to chill out and relax, and allows my family, my daughters, to be with me and be
yeah.
safe. And it's a very simple...
simple ask, isn't it?
A very simple ask.
Okay, well, we'll see what some other people say now. Thank you for bringing me with from Drem, however.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.